Welcome to the third session on our Your Life and Your Money Financial Planning Questionnaire. I'm glad you're listening. This is Dan Hart. I encourage you to get the questionnaire in your hand off of our website, and let's dive in. We'll start with a review of what we've covered so far, and then we'll start our conversation about some concerns that many people have about money.
There's a lot of sections in here. There's just some foundational questions. And when I've been here in the past, we've talked about the questions that deal with passions that we have. Also questions about the vision that God may be giving us in our life. And then also about our philosophies, just how do we feel about a variety of things. And hopefully as we answer all of these, all of our answers are led by the Holy Spirit. And it's a way to connect with God. It's not something to be done apart from God. As a matter of fact, the questions are really phrased that way, hopefully, so that we see that our life and our money and our faith, our walk with the Lord, really all do connect. There's also a section about goals that we talked about last time. Today we're going to talk about a couple of sections, and one of those is concerns. And so we'll get to that when we talk again in a few minutes. But I heard something last week that was of interest to me.
All right.
When I was at a conference. We're not here on this earth, Jim, just to get all we can all we get and sit on the lid.
Okay.
If you think about that, there's a lot of wisdom in that. We're not here just to get all we can what we get and sit on the lid.
Oh, that's cute.
So we'll talk about a biblical philosophy towards money, especially some of the concerns when we meet in a few minutes here.
All right, it's 7:06 at 88.
There are several specific concerns that a lot of us might have, and we talked about that next.
The next section is called concerns.
Exactly. It's good to know, really, you know, what our concerns are. One of the signs of emotional health I've learned over the years is to know what you're feeling as you feel it. In other words, if we understand that we're feeling at a particular time of the day, you know, if it's anger or frustration or fear or whatever, if we can put our finger on that rather than just kind of having some vague feeling, then we're better able to know what to do with it and to address it correctly. And so when it comes to finances, there are questions on the questionnaire here. For example, the first one simply is financially, what do you worry about? You know, and again, sometimes we have sort of fears way in the back of our mind that we never really think about and address. And that's the kind of question, one, that we can address spiritually, all right, and take that to the Lord. And then maybe there are ways, if we have fears, to address them financially and say, what can I do about that? Other questions are, what factors are you afraid may adversely affect your financial future? And Jim, I'm just amazed at really how many of us do live with some kind of low-level anxiety about one thing or another.
Right.
And again, it's just kind of there all the time. It's just kind of robbing our joy, or just throwing little pings at our joy. What do you like most or least about your current financial situation? Again, just identifying it. In what areas is your financial life more complicated than you would like? You might not believe this, Jim, but everybody does not want to be a financial expert about every financial subject.
I
can't believe that.
I bet that makes you just devastated.
I don't understand that. You know, people don't want to understand P.E. ratios and market capitalization.
P.E., I took that in high school, didn't I?
I'm not sure.
It was a required course, I think.
It was for me, too. That was, we can tell some stories about that, too. So we have concerns, and it's good, again, to think about them and get them out on the table, and then we can deal with them correctly.
All right, we'll chat more with Dan coming up, plus that song from Chris.
Many of us probably have more financial concerns tucked into the back of our mind than we realize. As I continued my conversation with Jim Gallipo at WJIE, we covered a couple of more concerns that you might have, whether they're in the front of your mind or not.
Dan Hart's here with us. What are the final three concern questions?
Yeah, just some questions that are good to ask ourselves. And again, in the section of concerns is, do we have any concern about how our heirs may use the money or possessions we leave to them? Again, the kind of thing, there are no answers in this questionnaire. It's just kind of getting things out on the table. But if we do, then now's the time to think about that and figure out, what are we going to do about it? Another good question to ask ourselves, there are three ways to utilize our money, Jim: spending, saving, and giving. Do we feel we are allocating too little money or too much money to any of those three areas? Spending, saving, and giving. And very often we are. And again, once we know it and identify it, then we can take some action. Another question that we could you can spend a lot of time thinking through is, do you feel you have any specific barriers that are preventing you from using your money in the best possible ways? Some of those barriers might be a habit of overspending, having too much debt that's dragging us down. Erratic income is something that...
I like that one, erratic income.
Exactly right. Erratic.
I guess that could be for somebody that is a salesperson.
Absolutely right.
Going up and down.
You know, or seasonal.
Right.
If we have different goals than our spouse, then that can be a kind of a rub. But something, you know, we need to identify that and to know that. Also, fear of loss can prompt us on to making some bad decisions. So again, what we're trying to do is get at the heart of it, think through all of these concerns, and then pray to the Lord to lead us in a direction to come closer to Him in the way we handle our money.
All right, if you'd like a copy.
We've covered a lot with this Your Life and Your Money questionnaire. The miscellaneous section asks some questions that might help you determine how you can best review and take action regarding everything that you've discovered, perhaps, about yourself as you've reviewed the questions in this questionnaire.
So we're way down to the miscellaneous questions, and one of those simply is we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to make changes in our life now, if necessary, to achieve our personal and financial goals? Because, you know, sometimes we just don't want to change no matter how good that change might affect our future. And it's hard to change. And it's best, though, to change if we're doing it on purpose. We have a reason for changing, not just the discipline, but something that we want to see happen different and better in our future. And another thing that's good to know about ourselves is, do we enjoy being a student of money and learning the nuances of financial issues? I mentioned this earlier in the hour. You know what? I don't know the difference between a carburetor and an alternator and I don't even know what else other, you know, there's other parts in there, I think, too. But you know what? Somehow I've gotten through life okay, not knowing a whole lot about that. So you do need to know some basics. You do need to understand the idea of saving money versus spending it versus giving it, divide it up correctly and on purpose. But that doesn't mean you have to understand, again, the expense ratios of mutual funds and all of that kind of stuff. Obviously, you need to be working with some people who do understand it. So, again, it's good to know whether you want to be a student or not. Do you have any philosophical or religious views, moral convictions that should be kept in mind during as you're developing your plan? You want to know that and make sure you're purposefully sticking to that. You know, financial planning can lead you astray, can lead you away from God if you let it.
All right, let's check in with Rod Ropes.
And it's good to have that big picture wrap up. Why are we doing what we're doing?
And then the final assessment category, you're told you only have 24 hours to live. What did you miss? Who did you not get to be? Sometimes, you know, there are things that are inside of us. They're wanting to get out. God put them there, but we're so busy we don't get to them. So that's just a question to help identify that. There's also questions about just having a life mission statement. And then just a sort of a catch-all question about, you know, what's important that all these other 100 questions on this questionnaire didn't get. Do you know why all this is important, Jim?
I believe I've heard it before. It's because God owns.
And we manage.
There you go. Thank you, Dan. You have a great day,
buddy. God bless you, too.
It is 8 o'clock.
I hope the Your Life and Your Money questionnaire have been of value to you and perhaps helped you discover some things inside of you that you didn't know were there or were things that were way down deep that needed to be dug up here so that you can make sure that your money and the way that you handle it and the priorities that you have about it really support the things that are most important in life to you. Again, I hope this has been of value to you. Feel free to share these links with anyone that you know. And if you want to share your questionnaire with us, we would be happy to receive it. Many of our clients have already shared it with us. And if you haven't yet, then you can send it to us by mail or by email or fax or however you want to, and we would be happy to get to know you a little bit better. God bless you now as we seek to live the calling that He has for us. God bless you.